I remember years ago when we first started talking about some of the possible fossils on Mars. Since that time, have you changed your opinions at all, one way or another?
Oh, not at all. In fact, the more we look, the more we discover. What really surprises me is so many people who look at the results, and I've spent time with hundreds of scientists and other people showing them these things, they all agree when they see it. I've had literally nobody say, that's not what you're looking at.
Yeah, well, there's something there. It's very strange, isn't it?
It certainly is. I think what's happening really is there are a lot of people within the agency, NASA and Jet Propulsion Lab, who want to say what they've got, but they're running afoul of regulation and they're superiors. And you know, that seems to be changing. Sorry.
That's right. They keep, you know, telling us, you know, there's water there and there might be organisms there. Why don't they just come out with a big story and just tell us?
You know, that's a very good question, and I've got a very good friend who had a meeting with the JPL president, and during that time, they had a run-in with a presidential advisor who became very upset and was literally yelling, you're not going to find life on Mars. And, you know, if you hear something statement like that, you have to wonder what they're thinking. And I've begun to think, just based on what I've read in NASA publications and others, they often state that they need to have some sort of a protocol in place to handle the release of this information to people because they don't want to see widespread panic. And that seems like a very small-minded approach to it to me.
Yeah, I think so too. Look, to me, there's no question that Mars was once a planet teeming and laden with water, probably vegetation. Something horrible happened to it, and it all died off and went away.
Well, certainly. It looks very much like it was a climatic change. Mars's water is still present. It's in the form of glaciers under no more than, let's say, an inch of soil in many cases. And I have some information that I was given very recently by a fellow who does research in this in Germany. And he made me promise not to publish it right away until he had the permission for it. He managed to get the original Viking lander calibration data. And this is something that is not generally available. And in it, the original calibration was done on Earth with the Viking imagers. And they received all that data for calibrating the color properly, and they noticed that there was a tiny piece of metal plated in gold next to the image sensor, and it reflects only in the red part of the spectrum, not the green or the blue. And so it drove the red calibration up, and the error was overlooked. Now, when you apply the original data to the pictures they sent back from Mars in 1976, you see blue skies, red, white, and blue flag, and the color balance is perfect. So I am working very hard to get that information available to publish, because once people see it, they'll see that all along the skies are indeed blue on Mars, not this yellow or murky brown you see in some of the images, and it's been a very simple error that's been propagated for over 30 years.
Charles, are you seeing any change at all with NASA? I mean, I'm sure whistleblowers are there doing what they do, but are you seeing any external change there?
Absolutely, yes. What surprised me just recently was a recent check to the site, and they had made admissions that the fossil meteorite, which made so much news many years ago, apparently does have validity. They are finally admitting the planet was covered in oceans and that they're tentatively saying there may have been life. Now, the fossil meteorite we're speaking about, which was at the center of a very great controversy for years, is one that was found in Antarctica in the Allen Hills. And this is a piece of Mars that was knocked off the planet by a huge impact. And the piece appears to be about 4 billion years old. And within that piece of rock, there are signs that there was liquid water on the surface of Mars about 4 billion years ago, and it formed tiny granules of a material known as carbonate. And in the carbonate, they found traces of other materials, such as organic molecules and what looked like little worm trails, holes in the rock, and tiny bits of magnetite mineral. Well, the controversy was they said, well, those things could have been formed in other ways. And as the team found ways to beat the objections, there was no news made about that. Well, finally they're admitting, you know, it looks like Mars had liquid water and perhaps life, perhaps earlier than the Earth did. So this is the thing that's been the central part of the controversy in recent years, since about 1996.
You know, Richard Hoagland has always said that he believes we are the Martians, that somehow, you know, they made their trek here. Not a bad theory, Charles.
Well, it's not a bad theory at all. You know, If organisms arise on any planet in a solar system that's farther out from the sun, and something strikes that planet and carries meteorites to the other planets, they can literally seed those planets with bacteria. And we have very good evidence that this has happened on the Earth. Mars shows pictures of what's known as rock varnish or desert varnish on many of its rocks, and we can see it on the surface of the planet. And desert varnish is on the Earth as well. And when we look at the deserts, particularly in the Southwest in this country, we see this dark, shiny coating on the rocks. And it is a living organism. It's produced by an organism, but it grows very slowly, and it is an extremophile. It'll take severely dry, arid conditions, just like those that you see on Mars. And the interesting thing about desert varnish is that it contains backwards amino acids. And what this means to the technically literate person is everything that lives uses proteins, amino acids, and sugars. And we use, as life on Earth, right-handed sugars and left-handed amino acids. In the samples of desert varnish that you can take right here on the Earth, there are reversed or mirrored molecules, and this is a sign of alien life. These amino acids are backwards.
Yeah, it does. But why do you think they're holding back? Why do you think they're not telling us?
You know, the two things that I hear most often are religious reasons and economic reasons, and neither of them makes any sense to me. The biggest issue is, if everybody knew that there was life in space, there's a feeling by people in government that the religious repercussions would be those that would be the greatest. And to that end, they had a conference in 1999, and they released something called the NASA Societal Report. And in the report, they said they wanted to have a response in place or a protocol in place to handle the reaction of the public. They feel that religious people are going to go nuts because this violates everything they believe. What's very, very interesting to me is religions such as Islam or, you know, any of the religions in China or in India, all of these religions face the possibility of life outside of the Earth very easily. It's basically Bible Belt Christian religion that they're talking about when they say that there would be objections. And you see, I don't understand. Why would this change everything? Why would it cause an uproar? It wouldn't.